我们感谢赞美你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, our dear Lord Jesus, we want to give you praise and thanks.
在七日的第一日早晨，我们所有蒙爱的儿女们能够靠着耶稣基督的宝血，我们来到父神的宝座，来敬拜他，赞美他，感谢他。
In the first day of the beginning of the 7 days, that all your children can gather before your throne and to worship you, to give thanks to you.
这是父神爱世人，借着你的爱子耶稣基督来到地上，寻找拯救世上的人，死在十字架上，流出他的宝血来完成的救恩。
And this is a salvation due to the Heavenly Father because of his love for us, and that because through his Son, Lord Jesus, who came into this world and died on a cross, his blood was shed, and we are saved because of all this.
是主耶稣付上最高的代价，买赎了我们。
And because our Lord Jesus paid the utmost price to purchase us.
我们所有蒙爱的人都当来到你的面前，带着感谢为祭来敬拜亲近我们在天上的伟大的父神。
And those whom you have saved, we ought to offer up our thanks as a sacrifice to be closer to our Heavenly Father.
你的话也告诉我们，我们应当把自己的身体当作活祭，献在这一个祭坛上，为神而活。
And also, your words also tells us that we ought to live ourselves as a living sacrifice to you and to live for you.
主啊，我们是你重价买来的，我们理当属于你。今天所有蒙宝血买赎的人都当来把自己的身体当作活祭献给你。
And so you purchased us, so we ought to offer up our body as a living sacrifice to you.
这是我们理所当然的敬拜与侍奉。
And this is our worship.
主啊，我们把今天一天的时间都恭恭敬敬地交在神的手中。
And so we lift up today's time into our God's hand.
我们不但把我们这个人分别为圣，奉献归给你，我们也把我们这一天的时间也奉献给你。
And not only should we sanctify ourselves to you, but also this time today to you as well.
求你来帮助我们，加添力量给我们，让我们今天来思想你的话语，聆听你的圣言，求圣灵赐下智慧与启示的灵。
And that today, please help us and strengthen us that we can hear your words and to bless us with the spirit of revelation.
让我们不但听了能够明白。
So not only when we hear the words, we can understand.
我们祷告让我们能够进入一切的真理。
And we pray that we can enter into all the truth, the truth.
主，我们求你做工在我们每一个人身上。
Please work on every one of us.
主啊，让我们能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So may we mature into an adult and to have be in the full image of our Lord Jesus.
我们今天为所有参加聚会的弟兄姊妹，求你的恩典与我们同在。
And we pray for every single brother and sister here. May you bless every one of us.
我们也要奉耶稣基督的得胜的尊名来捆绑仇敌。撒旦一切搅扰的工作。
And we also pray that you will bind and resist all the sabotage from the enemy in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们的聚会从头到尾没有任何的打岔，让我们能够专心在神的面前。
So that we may not have any distraction during our meeting from the beginning to the very end, so that we can spend this time before our Lord only.
求主听我们的祷告。奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。
Please hear our prayer. We pray this in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很快我们已经来到年一年的最后一个月了。
In blink of eye, we now reach the last month of this year.
我们今年教会的主题是使我认识基督。
And so the theme for our church this year is so that I know Christ.
所以今年我在每一个主日基本上都是围绕着这个主题来释放信息的。
And so during every Sunday message, my message themes surrounds this topic.
那也很稀奇，今年大概都是我们每一个人从来没有看过的一个年，就是世界上所有的人因着这一个武汉肺炎的缘故，我们都被关在家里。
And so this year is, I imagine, is probably the most special year any one of us has experienced. And this year, because of the Wuhan virus, that we were forced to stay at our homes.
我们没有想到这个时间可以整整从1月23号这个武汉肺炎爆发封城一直到今天几乎是整整一年了。
And so none of us could imagine that starting in January 23rd, when this virus started exploding in Wuhan and the city was locked down until now, it's been pretty much almost a whole entire year.
我想既然神让我们许可让我们遇到这样的事情。
So I think that because God allowed us to experience and go through this event,
主一定有他的美意来叫基督徒得到新的功课，新的认识。
And so I think he has his will for us to learn the particular lesson from this.
那我讲过这个一个系列叫做认识神的组合权。
So in the past, I shared with you in this series of titled Knowing God's Combo Punch.
2月2号开始讲瘟疫。
And so starting in February 2nd, we started with on the topic of a plague, the plague.
一直讲到森林的大火等等，都是从圣经的角度来看的。
And then we got forest fire and all those other things. So all this we can see from the Bible.
另外有一个系列。
And then there is another series.
就是认识神的所有权。
Is to, and that's entitled Knowing the Ownership of God.
那么我就讲了第一个信息，神是我们的创造者。
And in the first message on this topic, it was on God being our creator.
那我们都是被他所造的。
And we are all his creation.
因为他是创造造物的主，所以他说，千山的牛，万山的羊，都是我的。都是属于他的。
And because he's the creator of everything, he said that the sheep and the ox and everything in his world are his.
我们的生命气息都是从他来的。
And even our very breath of life comes from him.
所以我们要认识他，我们要敬拜他。
And so therefore we need to know him and worship him.
第二个就是讲到自从人犯罪堕落以后，神就来救赎我们。
And the second topic was on that the fact that since sin have introduced into the world, God came to save us.
这个概念只有圣经启示给人类。
And this is only in the Bible where this concept was revealed to the people of this world.
世人都知道自己是有罪的。
So all the people in this world know that they are sinners.
啊，这个人就知道需要赎罪，但是我们都是自己救自己。
And they know they need to repay their sin, to repent. But all we know, most people knew was to just to, how to save themselves.
对，只有圣经告诉我们是人类的罪恶，只有上帝可以来救赎我们。
Only in the Bible where it tells us that our sins can only be forgiven by God.
这是圣经的特点。
And that is what makes the Bible so special.
世界上其他的任何宗教都是你自己要努力救你自己。
Because in all the other religions, they talked about how we must save ourselves.
是将功赎罪。
So to pay for our sins.
那但是呢, 圣经说, 我们救不了自己, 只有无罪的神的儿子可以救我们。
But however, the Bible tells us that we have no way to save ourselves. Only the Son of God, who's sinless, can save us.
对，所以圣经第二个特别的启示就讲到，神是我们的救赎者，救赎者 Redeemer.
So that's why the second point of the Bible tells us reveals to us that God is our Redeemer.
对，然后第三个信息呢？ 就是讲到，他不但是我们的救赎主，他更是我们关系还要晋升一步，叫做至敬亲属的救赎主。And
so the not only is he our redeemer, but he's also our redeemer.
Kinsman redeemer.
Oh, sorry, our kinsman redeemer.
这个就是让我们看见。 神跟我们不是很远很远，而是我们至近的亲属，是有血缘的关系的。And
so this term tells us that God is not someone that's like so far away, but rather he has a blood relationship with us. He is very close. He's our kinsman.
对，他亲自来到地上，成为一个人。So
he came into this world and become a man.
跟你跟我一样。
Just like you and I.
他站在这一个地位, 跟我们是有血缘的关系来救赎我们。
And so he's standing in this position where he shares this blood with us in order to save us.
这个至敬的亲属, 他不但买赎我们, 他还要迎娶我们。
And so this kinsman, not only did he save us, purchased us, but also he will marry us.
这个思想是在圣经里面的路德记启示出来的。And
so this concept was revealed to us in the book of Ruth.
所以神，我在过去跟大家讲，认识神的主权有这三方面，今天讲的第四方面。
And so in the past, I share with you to knowing God's authority, there's these three concepts. So today, I will go into the fourth concept.
那第四个方面是讲到，他是有一个很重要的名字，是万军的耶和华。And
so this fourth fact is that he has this very special name. He's called the King of all the army.
那我们是他的军队。And
so we are his army.
那我们来读几处的圣经。Let's
read from the Bible.
首先我们要看的是出埃及记。And
first we'll turn to book of Exodus, chapter 12.
出埃及记12章40节到41节。Verse
40 to 41.
这段圣经是告诉我们，以色列人就是神的选民，当年神把他们从埃及救出来。And
so this passage tells us that the Israelites, the God's chosen people, how God saved them from the Egyptians.
好，40节。
So verse 40.
以色列人住在埃及共有430年，正满了430年的那一天，耶和华的军队都从埃及地出来了。Now
the time that the sons of Israel lived in Egypt was 430 years. And at the end of 430 years, to the very day, all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
所以从这两节圣经，神向以色列人宣告一个重要的事实。So
through these two passages, God proclaimed this very important truth to the people.
第一，神的时间非常重要。And
first point is that God's timing is very important.
万事都有他的时间。
So everything has their time.
啊，这个概念是在所罗门王写的传道书里面表达的最清楚。
So this is shown very clearly in the book written by King Solomon, Ecclesiastes, very clearly.
那么这个每生有时，死有时，那么每一件事前，每一件事，人事物都有一个时间的因素。
And so whether it's about life and or death, everything has this time component to it.
对，所以在中国人老祖先里面就告诉我们，任何事情要成功，第一个就是天时。
So in the old Chinese adage, in order for something to succeed, the very first required element is timing.
这个时间是在天，就是神的手里。
So the very first requirement, the very first element is up to the heaven. It's timing up to heaven. So it's in God's hands. Timing is in God's hands.
对，第二，地利。
And the second,
你的位置很重要。
And second is to be in an advantageous position. So where you are, is geographically is very important.
啊，我们翻译的弟兄是搞房地产的。
And so the translator is a real estate agent.
那么 location, location, location.
And so, as the old saying goes, location, location, location is very important.
地利是第二个因素，第三个人和。
And third is to have the people element for it.
这个是你可以知道，在圣经里面也是这样说的。
And so in the same way, the Bible also talks about these things.
这两节圣经就告诉我们，时间一到，他们在那里430年，一天都不多，神借着摩西就把他们带出来了。
And so in these two passages, we see that after the 430 years, not a day sooner or later, God let his people out of Egypt.
好，当这两百万人从埃及出来以后，
And so when these 2 million Israelites left Egypt,
神怎么样叫这一群人？
So how did God call to these people? So,
那第二个重点，你就发现神叫这一群人叫做耶和华的军队。
And so that's why he called in the Bible they called this people this group of people all the hosts of the Lord.
所以你就知道，我们人来看这一群两百万人，男女老幼，就是一群乌合之众。
And so, from our perspective, when we look at this this group of 2 million people, we see men, women, old people, children. They're like they're kind of just a very not disciplined crowd.
对，但是神却称他们为耶和华的军队，为什么？是有目的的。
But yet, God calls them the hosts of the Lord. There's a purpose behind that.
那么神就带他们出来旷野走了40年的路。
And so God led them out of Egypt and they went into the wilderness for 40 years.
神严格地训练他们。
And he trained them rigorously.
那等到神训练他们好了以后，就要把他们带进迦南地。
And after he finished training them, he led them into the land of Canaan.
因为他们出埃及的目的不是，不是走到哪里算哪里。
Because it was not the purpose of the Lord to lead them out of Egypt and then just kind of wander wherever.
这不是神的目的。
This is not his purpose.
神有一个很清晰的目标要他们达到。
And God had this very clear purpose, goal of where he wanted to lead them to.
神造我们人是有目的的。
There's a purpose. God had a purpose for creating us.
只是我们犯罪以后，我们不认识神，我们也不知道神造我们为什么。
But it's only because we sin and fallen, and then we start to not know God that well, and we completely forgotten about His purpose for creating us.
那现在神借着他的选民以色列人，经过神在他们身上所做的工作，来向人类启示。这你看懂了以色列人，你就看懂了神造人的目的是什么。
And only then through his work, through the Israelites, was he using that to show the people of the world what his purpose for us is. So if we could understand what he did to the Israelites, then we will understand what God's will is for us. And so he led the people out of Egypt in order to tell them, you do not belong to Egypt. So in the same way, he tells us in the New Testament, as Christians in the New Testament, that even though we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We're simply just the temporary living there. However, while we're here, we need to be a testimony to God. And so for this group of people who are witnesses to him, in the Old Testament, they're called the Israelites.
那在新约呢, 就是基督徒。
And in the New Testament, we're called the Christians.
对,我们今天在地上的使命任务就跟3000年前 在埃及的犹太人被神带出来是有相同的属灵的原则。
And so the commandment that we're given nowadays has shared the same spiritual principle as the Israelites 3,000 years ago.
那以色列人的目标是什么呢?
So what was their goal? What was the Israelites' goal?
神就告诉他们,你们要去得那块应许之地。
God told them that you shall receive the promised land.
是牛奶与蜜之地,
land flowing with milk and honey.
代表神所有的丰富都藏在这块地上, 只是现在这块地是在仇敌的手里。
And so this land represents the full abundant blessings of God. It's not just a small matter, which is it's currently in the hands of the enemy.
那神今天把他们带出来, 就是要去攻打占领这个地。
So God led them out of Egypt and wanted them to attack and take over that land.
这是神叫他们离开埃及的目标。
And that was the goal for God leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
本来这条路2年就可以毕业的, 结果他们因为不信神, 所以多走了38年。
And so originally, according to plan, they only needed to make this journey for 2 years. But because of their disbelief in God, they spent an extra 38 years.
今天这堂信息, 我们的重点是放在神怎么样训练他们成为军队来打仗。
So today's message will be focusing on how God trained them to be his army to fight for him.
好, 这是他们第一天的时候, 刚刚离开埃及, 神就说, 你们是耶和华的军队。
And so the very first day when they left Egypt, God told them, you are the hosts of the Lord.
那下面我要让大家看一节圣经, 或者你听我念也可以, 就是他们第一天要开始进入这个迦南地来打仗的时候, 神怎么样启示他自己。
And so next we'll read from the Bible the talk about how God, when they were about to enter into war at the land of Canaan, how God revealed himself to them.
那一天是约书亚带这一大队的两百万的部队进入这一个,
And so on that day, Joshua led this group, the army into the land of Canaan.
那他们第一仗就是要打一个城叫做耶利哥。
The very first battle was to take over, to lay siege to a city called Jericho.
还没有要打之前, 约书亚在那个, 地上就看见一个异象。
And so before they started the war, Joshua saw this vision.
那他就看到有一个, 一个人手里拿着一把刀, 面对他站着。
So he saw this image of a man holding a sword facing him.
那约书亚就问这个陌生人, 问他一句话, 你是帮助我们的呢, 还是帮助我们敌人的呢?
And so Joshua asked him the stranger this question, are you friend or foe?
所以你如果有圣经, 你可以打开, 是约书亚记第六章, 第五章的14节。
And so if you have the Bible, you could turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verse 14.
而这个陌生人对他说, 不是的, 我是来要做耶和华军队的元帅。
And so this stranger replied, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.
所以我指出这一个点, 就是要让大家看见一件事, 在这个打仗之前, 先把神的地位搞定。
So what I wanted to point out to you in the story is that before the battle even started, it's important to understand the position of God.
你听约书亚的问题,
so if you pay attention to Joshua's question,
在当时约书亚是这200万人进迦南地的首领。
So at the time, Joshua was the leader of this group of 2 million Israelites as they enter into the land of Canaan.
以前是摩西是他们的首领。
Before that time, Moses was their leader.
现在摩西死了, 现在进入第二代, 第二代的首领是约书亚。
And Moses passed away, and so now entered the second generation. So Joshua was the leader.
现在要开始打仗了。
And so they're about to do battle, start a war.
And
he saw this man with a drawn sword in his hand.
And
standing before him.
And
so naturally, Joshua asked, are you for us or for our enemies?
但是这一个陌生人对他讲的话是他 想象没有想象到的。
But however, the stranger's reply to his question was something that Joshua would never imagined.
我也不是帮助你的，也不是帮助他，我是要来做这个大元帅的。
So, because the stranger replied, "No, rather I have come now as captain of the army of the Lord."
那意思就是说，今天谁带头？
So in other words, on that day, who was the leader?
约书亚以为是他带头,
Joshua thought that he was the leader.
但是神说, no, 我带头。
But God said, no, I am the leader.
对, 所以你就要知道, 这里有一个很重要的地位性的问题, 要解决。
So from this exchange, we should pay attention to and understand there's this very important question about positioning.
我们要达到神的目的,
so in order for us to achieve God's goals,
我们会面对严厉的征战,
and we will face very cruel battles.
敌人是高头大马巨人,
the enemy, they are sitting on these big and tall horses, and they're giants.
他们的上一代, 看过这些巨人就害怕，觉得我们像蚱蜢，他们是巨人，我们不是他们的对手，我们是他们的食物。And
Joshua's previous generation, when they saw these same enemy, they had this fear in their heart because they saw these giants, and to compare to them, they are but nothing but like grasshoppers, so that they fear them.
所以第一代的人不去。And
so because of that, the first generation of Israel did not want to enter into the land.
现在第二代的人愿意去。
And now the second generation was willing to go into the land.
愿意听约书亚的命令,
and they were willing that they're willing to listen to the command of Joshua, leading them into the land. But however, in this critical time, God wanted them to understand that they are not following Joshua. Joshua was not their leader, but rather God himself was their leader. And so God wants to understand, want them to understand the proper positioning of things.
不是约书亚带头的,
the The one who was leading was not Joshua, but rather our Lord God, Jehovah.
所以这个 commander in chief, 这个元帅，这个地位先要搞清楚，谁是这里带头的。
So they need to understand who was the commander in chief.
好，有了这个认识，他们才开始可以打下面的仗。
And so only with this understanding, then can they proceed to battle.
对我们每一个基督徒也是一样，我们今天要面对属灵的征战，非常的剧烈，但是你要知道谁是我们的元帅。So
today, in the same way as Christians, when we're about to go into spiritual warfare, we need to understand who is our leader, who is our commander.
要认识这件事情不容易啊。
So it's not easy recognize this.
因为我们这些人都是喜欢自己做王的。
Because we all like to be our own kings.
对，我们都是认为啊，我说了算。
And we all like to be the one who make the decisions.
当我们是这样的一种观念的话，我们没有办法打这个仗的。
And if we continue to have this mentality, there is no way we can enter into battle.
对，因为我们每一个人都自己做王。
Because we are all our own kings.
我们想用我们自己的力量，我们来打这场仗。
And we want to use our own strength to do this battle.
那每战必败。
And so if that's the case, then we will lose every single battle that we enter into.
因此神就要把这一个他的 元帅的地位搞清楚，我们是他的军队，他是我们的元帅。And
that's why God wants us to understand that He is the commander in chief. He is the commander, and we are His soldiers.
那怎么样来实现在我们的生活中呢？
So how do we realize this in our daily life?
对，这个不是一个理论的问题，是一个实际的生活。
So this is not a theoretical thing. This is reality. This is about our life.
要回到民数记来看。
So now, in order to understand that, we need to turn to Numbers.
那我们请打开民数记的21章。
And so let's turn to Numbers chapter 21.
我们要从十节开始。
And we'll begin with verse 10.
前面头十节是讲 他们第二代的人因为没有水就发怨言，神管教他们，他们碰到这个毒蛇。And
so the first couple of chapter before that was about the first generation when they were entered into the wilderness because there's no water, so they grumbled, they complained, and so God released poisonous snake to bite the people.
The second generation.
When the second generation went to the wilderness because of lack of water, they grumbled, and so God released these poisonous snakes to
them.他们都要死了，所以他们就叫摩西祷告。摩西来祷告的时候，神告诉他，你要做一个铜蛇，把它举起来，所有仰望铜蛇的人就得救。
And they were about to die, and they begged Moses, and so Moses made this staff with a snake on it. And so when people looked up to that staff and prayed, then they will be saved.
这是头九节讲的故事。
And so that was the story recorded in the first chapters.
他们学了这个功课以后，开始面对下面神的训练，进一步的训练。
And so after they had learned this lesson, then they enter into the next phase of God.
我们读下面的十节圣经10到20节。
So let's read the next 10 verses from verse 10 to 20.
为节省时间，我只念中文，英文就不要念了。
I'll just read in Chinese and we will not be reading English.
对，以色列人起行安营在阿伯。 又从阿伯起行安营在以耶亚巴陵，于摩押相对的旷野，向日出之地，从那里起行安营在撒列谷，从那里起行安营在雅嫩河边。这雅嫩河是在旷野，从亚摩利的境界流出来的。原来雅嫩河是摩押的边界，在摩押和亚摩利人搭界的地方。 所以耶和华的战纪上说， 苏伐的挖哈伯与亚嫩河的谷，并向雅尔城众谷的下坡，是靠近摩亚的境界。以色列人从那里起行到了比尔，从前耶和华吩咐 摩西说，召聚百姓，我好给他们水喝，所说的井。当时以色列人唱歌说，井啊涌上水来。我们跳到最后一节，从巴摩到摩亚谷的摩亚地的谷，又到那下望旷野之匹斯加的山顶。在这段圣经里头，
So in this passage，
你可以看到一个重复出现的一个词。
And you can see there's one particular phrase that was repeated over and over again.
就是起行安营。
And that is moved out and camped.
这样一直重复，你如果算一算，它大概有五次。
So if you count the number of times this phrase appeared, it was five. There were five times.
什么意思？起行安营，起行安营。
What does it mean to move out and camped, move out and camped?
那你注意这些神带他们走的这些地点。
So if you pay attention to these places where God led them to.
它的起点是阿伯。
So they started in Oba.
那他们会走过旷野的路。
And so they went through wilderness.
有的时候走到这个山谷里面去，撒裂谷。
And sometimes they went into valleys.
有的时候带他们经过河边。
And sometimes by the river.
那有的时候带他们上了高山。
And sometimes to the mountaintops.
对，所以有的时候带他们到井旁。
And sometimes they would go by wells.
这些高高低低，有山有水。
So they went up and down and by mountains and by rivers, by waters.
是神在那里训练他们，足足大概有半年之久。
And this was actually God training them, and he'd been doing this for more than half a year.
这个训练，白天是用云柱带他们，晚上是用火柱带他们。
So,During this training, during the day, he had this pillar or cloud guiding them during the day, and then there, at night, there was this pillar of fire.
什么时候云柱开始往前走了，那他们就要拔营，就要跟从这个云柱的方向。
And whenever this pillar started moving, then they need to uproot all their camp and move along.
什么时候这个云柱停下来了，那他们就要休息，扎营。
And whenever this pillar stopped, then they will make camp.
这个就是军队的训练的意思，就是行军。
So this was the meaning of training his army.
那么这个行军是常常是非常辛苦的。
And so when you do during this training, it's often very things are very tough.
不是。天天走水泥地柏油路。
It's not like that you get to walk on concrete paved roads every single day.
没有，这里都是非常艰难的旷野，爬山，翻山越岭，很辛苦的路。
So but rather these are all wilderness roads, and then they have to scale mountains and going down the mountainsides. It's very challenging, very tough.
可能是半夜就开始行军了。
Sometimes they might even start in the middle of the night.
你正睡得迷迷糊糊，哎，这个吹响号了，你要起床了。
And you might be in the middle of a sweet dream, and then all of a sudden the horn sounded, and now you got to start moving again.
这就代表神在我们的人生中常常把我们带领到许多的环境，有舒服的环境，河边。
And so this also represents how in our own lives, God would lead us into different circumstances. Sometimes it's very pleasant.
就像诗篇二十三篇所说的，带我到溪水旁。
And just like in Psalms 23, it talked about how he brought us by the river.
那有的时候有青草地。
And sometimes there's grassland.
但是有的时候 会把我们带到死亡的幽谷。
But sometimes he'll also lead us into the shadow of the valley of death.
对，我们生命好像受到很大的考验，我们离开死亡可能一步之差。
And then we'll be faced with this life and death challenge.
有的时候带我们爬山，爬到极高的山，非常的吃力。
And sometimes he may lead us to scale the tallest mountain, and it's just very, put a great strain on us.
对，有的时候到下山好像走得很顺，但是又饥又渴。
Or sometimes we may be going down the mountain. It may be easy, but then we may be tired and thirsty.
所以我们经过严格的考验训练。
And so we went through this rigorous training.
神他是大元帅。
God is the great commander.
他要得到一个他可以打仗的军队。
And he shall receive an army which he can use to battle with.
一个军队能够真正的打胜仗是有秘密秘诀的。
And there's a secret to how an army could gain victory.
那就是你的所有的部队从上到下一条心一个命令一个动作。
And that is from the very top to the very bottom of your army.Every single man have but one heart, one desire, obeying one command.
绝对的顺服。
Absolute obedience.
在军队里面没有讲理由的。
So there is no reasoning in the army.
起床就是起床，前进就是前进。
You're told to get up, you get up, and you're told to march, and you march.
要把那个山头打下来，你就拼老命，就把那个山头给我打下来。
You are to give a command to take over that mountaintop, and you will do everything you can, including your life, sacrificing your life in order to achieve that goal.
对，挑战，为什么？为什么？为什么？没有这个。
You do not get to ask why, why, why.
你如果讲为什么的话，那个不叫军队，那个叫做老百姓。
And if you get to ask why, that's not called an army. That's just a civilian.
军队就是。服从。
The point of the army is to absolute obedient.
对，这是神要得着这支军队训练他们的原因之一。
And so this was one of the reasons God wanted to train the Israelites.
所以这一段差不多半年的时间训练成功了。那从21节往下到这一章的结束，你就会发现神开始叫做牛刀小试。打一打仗，试试看。
So after this half year of training was over and God felt it was successful, then he started to use his new army to, he started to put them onto small tasks first, just to see how they'll respond.
对，你可以自己去读从21节到35节。
And feel free to read it on your own from verse 21 to 35.
请放一张地图。
And then you could keep this, so we have this map.
这个圣经节不用了，就是看这个后面这一段圣经后面有一张地图。
So there's this map.
那这个二十一节到三十五节这段圣经里头，基本上讲两个王。
So in verse 21 through 35, it talked about two kings.
对，就是这张图，谢谢。
So this is the map that we're talking about.
讲两个王。
So there are two kings.
一个王是亚摩利人的王，叫西宏。
So the first one is the first king is a king of the Amorites called Sihon.
然后第二个王呢是在三十三节，那个叫做巴山王噩。
And then the second king is in verse 33. He was the king of the Bashan Og.
好。在这个地图上，他们的位置在哪里呢
？So where were they located on this map？
你注意看这个张地图，有两个湖，两条湖中间有一个河。
So if you see between two lakes, there is this river.
这条河是鼎鼎大名的约旦河。
And this river was the famous River Jordan.
对， 约旦河的北端那个叫做加利利海。
Northern end was the Galilee, Sea of Galilee.
这个河约旦河的南端叫做死海或者沿海。
And to the south is the Dead Sea.
对，那么这个现在这个第一个王亚摩利王西宏就在这个沿海的北端的东北的方向，就是差不多一点钟的方向。
And so, King Sihon is located to the northeast of the Dead Sea, probably like around the 1 o'clock position.
对，你可以看到那里有这个亚摩利人这个地，然后有一个城叫做西斯本。
And then you could see that there's a city there called Heshbon.
对，在这地图上写的是五号这个。
So if you look at around the five, circled in five.
对，那个附近，那块地就是属于亚摩利人，这个他们的住的地方。
So that region was controlled by the Amorites.
那亚摩利人在圣经里面，创世纪告诉我们，他们是这个迦南的后裔。
So from the Bible, from Genesis, it tells us that the Amorites were the descendants of Canaan.
那么这个迦南又是韩的后裔。
And then Canaan was the descendant of Ham.
因为挪亚洪水之后，这个八个人得救。
And so after the flood during Noah's time, only eight were saved.
对，那么然后这个挪亚的后代里面，闪、韩、亚佛这三个人，那这个韩就是这个迦南人的爸爸。
And so among the Noah's three descendants, Ham was one of them who was the father of Canaan.
对，所以他们是反对神的人。
So they were against God. They were rebellious against God.
他们就住在这一个沿海的东北。
And so they lived around the northeast portion of the Dead Sea.
所以当以色列人来到这个地方的时候，这一群人对他们非常的敌视，不接纳他们，就跟他们打起来了。
And so, when the Israelites arrived in this area, the Amorites were very hostile to them, and so they started to battle with them, to fight against them.
这一仗，他们赢了，就是说以色列人赢了。
And so, but during this particular battle, the Israelites won.
那神就叫他们往北走。
And God told them to continue up north.
对，他们现在的位置是在南边，这个死海的东边。那现在往北走，沿着约旦河继续往北走，就来到了这个巴山的这个位置，就是北边这个湖叫做加利利海的这个地方的东边。
And so as they continue up north, they come to the Sea of Galilee, the to the east of Sea of Galilee, where in the land of Bashan.
因为我看刚刚那个地图的话，就会发现在北边这个湖的东边，这一带的地方是这个巴山王的范围。
And so in this map we're showing right now is to the north part of the Sea of Galilee, the land of Bashan.
对，所以你看在地图上，你可以找到这些人住的位置，然后神把他们带到这个北方来，又跟他们打起来，也把他们消灭了。
And so God led them, let the Israelites up north to this area, and also the battle with the people there, and also defeated them.
所以这个十五十六节圣经基本上就是描述神当初训练他们的时候，让他们得胜两个王。
And so in verse 15 and 16 basically describe how For the training, God led them to battle, to fight over these two tribes, two groups of people, and have gained victory over both of them.
对，那么这个就让在新旧约的圣经里面，神每次告诉以色列人提醒他们的时候，就讲神带他们打过这两场仗都得胜了。
And so these two battles become often referenced by God whenever He reminds the Israelites.
神就用这个战役来做鼓励他们的话语，说你们看你们怎么得胜，神怎么样带你们得胜，以后也是如法炮制，一样的打法。
And so God used these two events as encouragement to the Israelites and say, see how you have gained victory in these two battles because you trusted me and listened to my commands. And so this is how you should proceed to do battles from now on.
对，所以他们每一次要打战之前，神借着先知总要提醒他们当年曾经神怎么样率领他们得胜，讲了七次这两个王的战役。
And so whenever they were about to do battle, God would use the prophets to remind the people again and again how they gained victory in those two battles before. So God referenced this seven times.
所以这里你就知道神训练他们的时候，你对照于上一代的人，就是第一代出来埃及的人都倒闭在旷野了，对吧？
And so, in contrast to how the first generation Israelite, most of them died in the wilderness.
因为他们体贴自己，不相信神的话。
Because they were mindful of their own flesh, and they did not listen to the word of God.
当他们面对这些迦南人，个个高头大马，他们吓得半死。
And because when they were facing with the Amorites, seeing the great stature, how tall they were, they appeared to be giants, they were scared.
生命记第三章曾经有一段圣经，第三章十一节，据述这个王的身材，就是这个巴山王噩，他的身材是九尺。
And so in Deuteronomy, it talks about the king of Bashan, Og. He was 9 foot tall.
因为他睡的床是九轴长，是铁床，四轴宽呢。
And because we know that, the book described that the iron bed on which Og laid was nine arms length long, with four arms length wide.
你就可以知道他是一个 giant.
So you could understand, you know that he was a giant.
平常我们睡的床是装不下他的。
So the normal beds that we sleep in cannot fit him.
所以这个预告给我们，就是我们的仇敌看起来是又高又大凶猛。
And so this tells us that our enemy seemed to be very formidable.
我们看看我们自己，看看我们的仇敌啊，简直不成比例。
And so, if we look ourselves and we look at our enemies, we just simply cannot compare.
所以我们就信心就没有了。
And so our faith seemed to dwindle.
但是现在神让带领这第二代的人，他们愿意顺服神，听神的话，哎，神就带他们打胜仗。
And but the second generation, because they were willing to listen to the word of God, God led them to victory.
所以这就是神训练我们的一个非常重要的功课，属灵的功课。
And so this was a very important spiritual lesson from God's training.
好，那么现在拉回来，我们讲到新约。
So let's come back to New Testament time.
那我们也是他的军队。
We too are his army.
那如果你看看新约神要用我们做什么？
So if we take a look at What God wanted us to do in the New Testament time.
保罗说我们是基督的精兵, 这句话是写在提摩太后书二章三节到四节说到, 我们是基督的, 耶稣基督的精兵。
And then, so it's written in 2 Timothy, it says that we are the elite soldiers of Jesus.
对,所以他是我们的元帅。
So he is our commander.
对,所以今天神要带我们在新约也要打仗。
So in today's in New Testament time, God also will lead us into battle.
好,昨天我们早上礼拜六早上的晨更的经文就给我们一个很好的提醒。
So during our morning Saturday morning devotion, it gave the passage we read gave us a very good reminder.
我们早上交通那段圣经是罗马书十六章二十。So
the book we read was in Romans chapter 16.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
我念给你们听。So
I'll read it to you.
赐平安的神快要将撒旦 践踏在你们的脚上。The
God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet.
对,愿我主耶稣基督的恩常和你们同在。The
grace of our Lord Jesus be with you.
保罗在这里提出撒旦要践踏在我们的脚下,他并没有说撒旦践踏在耶稣的脚上。And
so he says that here he reminds us that Satan will be crushed under our feet, but did not say under Jesus' feet.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't that amazing?
如果你说耶稣把撒旦踩在他的脚下, 那我们说 Amen, Amen, Hallelujah.
If you to say that our Lord Jesus will crush Satan's head under his feet, then we'll all go Amen, Amen.
但是在这里保罗却说没有, 撒旦要被我们的脚践踏把它踩在脚下。
But amazingly here Paul said that Satan will be crushed under our feet.
这个有一天要成为事实。
And this one day will become reality.
这是一节圣经。
So this is one of the verses.
另外约翰的书信里面, 约翰一书三章八节,
And then in 1 John chapter 3 verse 8 it says,
神的儿子显现出来为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil.
所以在这里讲到耶稣为什么来到地上。
So here it talks about why Jesus came into this world.
我们一般的领会是耶稣来拯救我们,
他上。So we normally associate this with, oh, Jesus came in order to save us so that we could go to heaven.
但是在这里神告诉我们, 是他来救我们没有错, 但是还有一个很重要的是, 他要打败他的仇敌。
And so here this tells us, yes, it's true that God came to save us. That's one of his goals. But most importantly, came here to defeat his enemy.
对,所以他在十字架上最后的一个祷告。
So that's why when he was hung on the cross, one of the very last prayer that he prayed,
他说成了。
He said, is done.
我把我的灵魂交在你的手里。
And you my spirit into your hands.
那他为什么说成了?
So why did he say it is done?
因为他不但为我们付了罪的代价把我们买赎了,救恩成就。
Because not only did he purchase us with his life and so and therefore completing the salvation.
他也打败了他的仇敌。
He also defeated his enemy.
应验了4000年前神在伊甸园对亚当跟那个蛇所说的话。
And so to fulfill the prophecy that was prophesied 4,000 years ago in the Garden of Eden.
他对那个蛇说,
And because then he said to the snake,
你要伤那个女人的后裔的脚跟,他却要打破你的头。
And he said to the snake that you shall bruise the ankle of the old man, but her descendant will, her seed will break your head.
这是一个预言。
So this was a prophecy.
四千年后, 耶稣在十字架上成功的。
Which was fulfilled by Jesus 4,000 years later.
好, 这是我们打属灵征战的根据。
So this was the foundation on which we do our spiritual battle.
那这个后来到了启示录12章11节的时候，在约翰在异象中看见，弟兄胜过那个魔鬼。
And so in Book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 1, verse 11, there's this vision in which the brother had victory over the enemy. Over Satan.
对，十一节说，弟兄胜过他是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony.
所以在这个地方就看见，这个得胜是指的弟兄们的得胜。
And so here you can see that this victory was the victory of the believers.
对，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们必须要看见我们跟主耶稣，就是这个万军的耶和华元帅。跟我们这个军队的每一个精兵要配合的。
And so from this, we need to understand that, as a soldier, for him, we need to be as one with the commander.
好，那么我们最后读一段圣经，在哥林多前后书2章14-15节。
So let's take a look at Second Corinthians chapter 2:14-15。
感谢神常率领我们在基督里面夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place.
因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的身上，都有基督馨香之气。
For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
这里讲到有一个香气。
So here you talk about this fragrance.
什么香气不是你的香水？
So what kind of fragrance are you talking about? This is not talking about perfume.
这个是认识基督而有的香气。
But rather this fragrance came from knowing Christ.
那这个香气要打败你的仇敌。
And this fragrance will defeat the enemy.
这个十四节说，感谢神常率领我们在基督里面夸胜。
And so verse 14 says, But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们是有一个重要的战争。
So today we have this very important battle.
是光明与黑暗。
It's light versus darkness.
是神对决撒旦。
It's God versus the devil.
而这个战争你会发现跟我们有关系。
And you'll discover that it has all to do with us.
固然主耶稣是在十字架上打败了他的仇敌。
So indeed, our Lord Jesus defeated his enemy upon the cross.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
但是神还要叫我们把仇敌踩在我们的脚下。
But however, God also tells us that we shall stamp on our enemy's head under our feet.
注意看，元帅怎么得胜，他的精兵也要怎么样得胜。
So pay attention to how the commander gained victory, so will his elite soldiers will gain victory in the same way.
基督的得胜是他顺服父的旨意，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Lord Jesus Christ's victory came from the fact because of his obedience to the Father and all the way up to leading him to sacrifice himself upon the cross.
主耶稣跟魔鬼打仗，他并没有叫十二营的 天使来跟魔鬼打仗。
So in doing battle with Satan, he did not call on the 12 legions of angels to battle Satan.
那马太福音26章是讲，他就对彼得说，刀收起来，我难道不能够叫，如果真的要动刀动枪的话，我难道不能叫天父 差遣十二营的天使来为我打仗吗？
And so in the book of Peter, the Lord told to Peter to sheath his sword because he said, if I were to do battle, couldn't I call my father's 12 legions of angels to fight for me?
但是今天这个打仗不是靠刀枪打仗的。
However, today's battle is not about with weapons.
今天打仗是靠另外一件事，神的话。
And today's battle, we do battle with the word of God.
然后我们要顺服耶稣给我们的榜样，他顺服父的旨意，甚至上十字架，他都顺服到死。
And so it's about matter of obedience to the Heavenly Father, how our Lord Jesus obeyed the word of the Heavenly Father all the way up to the cross and died on the cross.
所以顺服是胜利的秘诀。
And so obedience, that is the secret to victory.
那么当耶稣顺服父神的旨意的时候，耶稣就把魔鬼打败了。
And so when Jesus was obedient to the Heavenly Father, that was how he won victory over the enemy.
这样的道理，我们也必须绝对的顺服我们的元帅耶稣基督。
And in the same way, we need to be absolutely obedient to our commander, our Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们的生活中，天天要锻炼我们。
And so that's why he shall train us in our daily lives.
锻炼我们什么？就是顺服。
And he trained us to be obedient.
那这个是我们基督徒在每天的生活中要操练的。
And so this is something that we will be trained for each and every day as Christians.
我们不能一面做一个背叛的人，那么另一面想要神啊，我们要打仗，要得胜仇敌，那是痴人说梦。
And we cannot be on one hand rebellious against God's will, and then on the other hand say, Lord, we shall fight for you. This is just crazy talk.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们就结束在这一节圣经。
So, we'll conclude our message on this passage.
这节圣经是雅各书的第四章第七节到第八节。
And so, this is in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 7 to 8.
对，这节圣经说，故此你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们；有罪的人呐，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呐，要清洁你们的心。Draw
near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
所以我们在这两节圣经里面，这个雅各鼓励我们每一个基督徒。
So here in this passage, James encouraged every single one of us Christians.
我们要过一个清洁的生活。
We need to live a clean life.
一个亲近神的生活。
A life of drawing near to God.
然后我们顺服神的命令，魔鬼就要逃跑。
And when we obey God's commandment, then the devil will flee.
我们要 抵挡跟魔鬼征战，抵挡他。And
so we must resist the devil.
魔鬼就会逃跑。And
he will flee from us.
今天我们所处的环境就是一个征战的环境。So
today we are in a situation of battle, of big battles.
整个的今天的世界。And
so if we look at this from a very high level, this could be about this entire world.
或者我们整个的美国。
Or could be the entire United States.
你可以看到一个不法的灵运行在这个大地上。
And you can see the spirit of lawlessness roaming on this earth.
但是这个低层次的老百姓，从上大做大官的、做州长的，一直到下面的老百姓，都一样，都在这个不法的灵的里头。
And so this goes as high up as the ruling government leaders all the way until the citizens.
这次我们的选举你就可以看出来了。
And you can see this from our latest
votes。然后你可以想到家庭，到个人。
And if we look at a more macro scale to our families, to our individuals.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神让今年让我们经历了许许多多的事情。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this year God allows us to experience a lot of things.
不管神让我们经历什么事情，最后的 focus 就是跟仇敌的交战。
So, regardless of whatever things we experience, that the ultimate focus of all these things are battle against the enemy.
我们是耶稣的精兵。
So, we are the elite soldiers of Jesus.
我们必须要把魔鬼打败。
We must defeat the devil.
靠着我们的元首。
By rely upon our commander.
他已经得胜。
For he is victorious.
借着他的顺服。
And by because through his obedience.
是绝对的顺服。
It's absolute obedience.
对，没有讨价还价的顺服。
There's no room for negotiation.
今天在我们的身上，我们要来打仗的时候，也在这个原则里面来征战。
And so today, when we are to go into battle, we shall also battle based on this principle.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
我感谢赞美你。
We want to praise and thank you.
因为你是教会的元首。
For you are the commander of the church.
我们是你的精兵。
And we are your elite soldiers.
到底我们能不能打仗？
Whether we could fight.
主啊，你就在天天训练我们。
Lord, you train us each and every day.
让我们愿意顺服你的旨意。
May we obey your commandments.
让我们能够做真正的精兵，不是in title only.
May we be your true elite soldiers and not just in title.
让我们面对今天这一个邪恶的世界。
And as we face this evil world,
这一个不法的灵充斥的世界,
this world that's filled with the spirit of lawlessness,
黑暗掌权,
and where darkness rules.
哇，你要教会是一盏明灯照亮在这个黑暗的世界。
You want this church to be like this bright lamp shining into this world. Because you said the church is the golden lampstand. And so we shall be a testimony for our Lord Jesus in this dark world. Please teach us. Satan will attack us. He will deceive us.
我们求耶稣的灵与我们同在。
We pray for the Spirit, Holy Spirit of our Lord Jesus to be with us.
得胜也与我们同在。
May victory also be with us.
主耶稣的生命表现出你的顺服。
And Lord Jesus' life represent, show forth your, his obedience.
但愿你的生命在我们里面也表现顺服。
And may your life in, while in us, also shows forth our obedience.
救我们脱离一切这一些背叛的这个不法的灵。
And to save us from all this and all these lawlessness.
好叫我们做一个得胜者。
So that we may become overcomer.
今天你的话说，弟兄胜过他。
And today your word says that the brothers have overcome him.
是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
Because of the blood of the Lamb and also the words of which of your testimony.
好叫你的教会实在是完成你的使命。
So that your church can fulfill your commandments.
荣耀归给你。
May glory be unto you.
Hallelujah, 听我们的祷告。
Hallelujah, please listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
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 弟兄姐妹们，好，我们谢谢东平弟兄。